Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings and welcome to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with my co-host, Rose Marcus from Vancouver. Welcome 2024, Rose.
Oh, yes. What a big year we have ahead.
Right? Yeah. And our first show together for 2024. And wow, I mean, this is wild. We are recording this on the day that Uranus stations direct after being five months retrograde. It is the last of like six or seven. They're retrograde late August, early September. And so this is the last of the whole crew. And so something to celebrate today. We didn't talk about this when we were preparing for the show, but every single planet's going to be direct until the end of March now. So that's something to celebrate today. Today's our New Year's Day since it's our first show. It's your and my New Year's Day, right, Rose?
And we're kicking that off. We're pre-recording this, but we're kicking it off on the heels of a full moon in Leo too. So been an over-the-top full moon for me and maybe for listeners out there. And we're just coming off Pluto's entrance into Aquarius as well, too, watching all of that transit. But we've had the weather, the polar vertex. Have you had that, Kristen? Because we've had it across the country here, sub-zero temperatures, a dump of snow, suddenly an atmospheric river. It's just been one thing after another. Aquarius rules atmosphere. And so we've got, you know, weather extremes. That's something that we're going to see with that Pluto in Aquarius signature. So everything all at once, you know, there are going to be a lot of different things that are going to be firing up. But for right now, Pluto's entrance for me seems to have been that extreme weather.
I mean, it's amazing because with Pluto just entering Aquarius with the sun and Uranus is the ruler for Aquarius, slowing down through its retrograde can feel like a Mercury retrograde, can't it? And then the internet stuff, and we've been having issues with that, and the weather, it's delaying things. It's delaying mail. It's delaying all sorts of things. And so, gosh, you know, I was really hopeful earlier in January thinking that Jupiter and Mercury were going to move direct while I knew it would require the shadow period and all of that. Then we have this wild full moon in Leo. But yeah, today is a really powerful statement. Tonight actually is when on Friday, January 26th, some of you will not hear this today, maybe over the weekend, maybe early next week. That's okay. We've got you covered for the month. But with Uranus stationing direct, of course, that will take some time to then pick up speed, being the ruler for Pluto in Aquarius. And we have all sorts of big things happening toward the end or the middle to the end of February, which we will talk about. But before, it is an Aquarian season to the max, right?
Well, so, you know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Aquarius is an erratic archetype, right? You know, and so, and this is interesting. I was just thinking as we were talking here about an interview that I watched, from someone who suffers from mental illness, right? And this individual musician, was really quite impressed with, you know, his whole story. And he's, you know, getting the medication, getting straightened out the way he needs to be. But he was talking about his own creative process. And what he was saying was, is that his moments were fleeting, So he had to grab them when he had them. And that was such a powerful, because I thought he was a very creative person. And I was thinking about that, like, you know, don't miss the moment. You know, it's all about the moment. And with Aquarius, you know, it is about being present, and it's about the synchronicities of the moment. It's about the energy of the moment. And Aquarius is an acceleration anyway. So, you know, really, really, really important for you to utilize time as a tool, time as an asset, time as a resource. And with an Aquarius archetype, I've always found this myself, because I'm Aquarius rising and some of my, you know, creative endeavors, where, you know, I would be on a roll, for example, with some idea and I wanted to do that, and all of a sudden run out of steam, you know, and that's like that stop, start, right? You know, so to be aware that that might be the energy that we're working with for a little while here. And to, when you are feeling driven or feeling inspired or feeling energized, to take advantage of that moment. And when you feel like you are stuck, or, you know, this is also another thing I was thinking about, because I'm working with someone who's got dementia right now too. And I was telling her this, you know, when she's getting frustrated, to just take a step back. You know, if you just take a step back, and another friend that was watching her meditation, you know, kind of instruction, and she was saying, when you get monkey mind, you know, to just open your eyes and shift, right? You know, like this, that's the point, you know, like when you get to that point of where you're a little off track, stop, shift, and you can come back to it, right? So this is the energy that we might be working with as we move forward. As you were saying, all of these things are, we've come out of the retrogrades, but we still have, you know, like some things are moving fast, some things are in stall.
Mm-hmm. So what did January teach you, I think, is a question. January has taught us all about a lot of things, and it's really important not to be in a rush with some of the downloads that have come in, some of these, the flashes of insight, like Rose, like you were talking about this client who's a musician, you know, he grabs them when he can, like the flashes of insight, or this is so Uranian. It's like the genius moment that comes in and darts in out of left field. And so there's still a lot of Capricorn energy right now. And we love the next 3 days. We were talking about that. But before we kind of start this off with a Sagittarian lift of optimism, I wanted to tell this an example of what you were just talking about. This morning I was sharing a space with a fellow EA student of ours, Joe, in England, Shaman Joe, and he was telling me that they have had this storm there too, this big windstorm, and it was taking down a tree outside, and he's like, oh, I better go deal with that. And he's laughing. He's like, I'm so sore. I'm just not a young buck anymore. I can't go out there with the axe and do what I used to do. And he was worried that this tree was going to fall on the internet line, right? Or the electric line. So he's out there using the axe, doing his thing. And he's like, I have got to take a break. But it was sort of just hanging really barely. Like, he didn't know which way it was going to fall or anything, but he was exhausted. So he paid attention to this. He went inside, had some tea, as they do in England. We need to do that here in the West, I think. Have tea time. But when he came back out after getting some rest and some hydration, all he did, he looked at that tree and he said, huh, looks like it moved a little bit. And he literally just nudged it slightly and it went directly in the direction he wanted it to. Timber, down goes the tree, and it can just lay there safely until he's ready to chop it for firewood. It was just so perfect Uranian, you know, physically doing all the Capricorn work. I'm like, I'm done. I'm over. I have no more energy left. And then coming back to it, like you said, taking a step back, you know, coming back when you have more energy, more rest, whatever it might be, don't force it, was his message. It was just even this morning. I love it.
Yeah, that's fantastic, right? You know, so yeah. And we are recording this at the end here of January, and our last few days of January are just lovely, lovely, lovely. Did you want to fill people in here?
Yes. Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, I don't, again, want to oversell this too much. because there's so much going on here. We have a lot of Earth energy supporting us in the sky. So let's just start with the fact that Mars, which is the planet of action and desire and moving forward and progress, is forming a progressive trine to Uranus right now. It will conjunct Mercury tomorrow in a new phase. So together they trine Uranus Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Very powerful, very electric. If you are feeling sort of off course or foggy about your future, I just can't imagine you will in the next 3 days. It's that precise, direct, and it can be a time where you get the flash of insight, this just electric boom. It can be a time when you're suddenly feeling like things, like the wheels are moving. And not only are Mars and Mercury conjunct in Capricorn while trining Uranus and Taurus Earth signs, we have Jupiter and Taurus also trining Venus this weekend, and it's exact on Sunday, but honestly, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Venus has to do with what holds meaning and value to us. So being able to experience more abundance or resources or maybe a beautiful sunny day. I mean, whatever it is that holds meaning to you, feeding you in some way also. And Saturn, which rules Capricorn, Venus is in Capricorn now with Mars and Mercury. Saturn, which rules Capricorn, is in Pisces, forming an exact sextile to Venus and to Jupiter. So it's securing something you need, securing something you value. I see too that it could be, if you spent a lot of time working on something, it could feel like a reward for that. Whether it's a health regimen or a meditation practice or working on a project, it's finally done, you can send it in. There's some kind of reward for your efforts over time. And again, I don't mean to like squeeze this into 3 days. But it's something to pay attention to, because there will be gifts for everyone, whether it's an internal gift, an internal nod, a pleasant dream, a sense of peace, or an outer material physical gift that gives you some kind of validation or acknowledgement that you're on track. And I want to say one more thing before I pass you the baton here. I mean, really commit to something this weekend. Really dedicate yourself, your time, your soul to something. And maybe you've already been doing that, but commit further, commit 6 more months, a year, a month, whatever timeline it is that you feel will get you up and over a hump. But one little thing that I noticed today, this morning, just this morning, Rose, before we talked, and I hadn't seen this, because Saturn and Jupiter are close. They're right next to each other in the lineup of the planetary lineup. They're not neighbors so much, close neighbors, but they are right next to each other. They're going to be within close range of a sextile all the way till the end of March. So what this means is that even though we're talking about these 3 days that feel significant for all of us, in one way or another, is that you're going to have a sustainable window now. And I just told you at the beginning of the show that from today, tonight, January 26th until the end of March, 31st of March, actually, every single planet will be moving direct. I mean, is that a coincidence that Jupiter and Saturn are sextiling essentially till then? I don't think so. What are your thoughts on that?
I have to unmute myself here. Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, this weekend is really, as you were just outlining here, it's a wonderful grouping. All of the personal planets, Venus, Mars, and Mercury, are in favor to planet Uranus, which is that planet of synchronicity and, you know, fresh stimulation, and Jupiter, which is an expansion curve. So, and we've got the moon in there as well, too. So the next few days are just really, really, really lovely. And it would be a really good idea for you to give yourself some extra leg room, you know, some extra space, you know, to pull away from whatever pressures you have to envision something for yourself. Are you getting some downloads? Maybe you're having some visions about what the future might look like, and it can still be really, I think a lot of people are really uncertain about where they're going to next. But if you give yourself, you know, breathing space of the mind to envision, downloads happen of their own, right? Downloads happen of their own accord. Mm-hmm. And this is quite lovely. And lovely that you pointed out the Jupiter, Saturn sextile. The sextile is, you know, an angle that I would say that angle is creative opportunity. These are two planets that are working in harmony, and they are, you know, kind of a background influence. As we come to the second half of the year, starting in August of this year through about June of next year, Jupiter is going to move out of Taurus and into Gemini, and there will be a Jupiter-Saturn square for that whole period of time. So this period right now through March, where we have this nice sextile, is setting up a creative opportunity for you to feel your way around, again, Jupiter and Taurus. What has value and meaning? What's it worth? What's of value here for me? And Saturn in Pisces is an archetype of dissolving a way of judging your reality in order to open you up to fresh potentials. What I always say about that Saturn in Pisces is it's dissolving a reality that you maybe have been dealing with for a while. As it dissolves one reality, it allows for something new to come to the surface. You know, it may be still nebulous, it may be still unformed, but you start to see some hints of it. It will develop. And so from August of this year to about June of next year, we are going to be taking the ball and running with it. So this is a whole setup period right now, February, March, with the planets, the outer planets out of retrograde, right? I'm very excited right now because I think we've got just a lot of opportunity in the way the stars are setting themselves up.
All right. So not to get political, but I find it interesting that just when Pluto backs into Aquarius in the fall, we also have Saturn squaring Jupiter and Gemini in terms of fake news, false information, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's going to happen is going to be cray cray. I can already feel it. You can't make this stuff up, right, Rose? I mean, the fact that Pluto is going to re-enter Capricorn from the beginning of September to like the 19th of November, it's right through the U.S. election period, right when things get hairy and hot, and then you've got Saturn and Pisces squaring Jupiter and Gemini, which is, again, all about these cross currents of information. What's true? What's not true? What can I believe? What do I not believe? Well, you have to do the research for yourself. But not to get too far ahead of ourselves, that's going to happen. That's inevitable. That's just reflecting reality. There's nothing we can do about it, but pray to God, you know, that all heck doesn't break loose, which could be happening too. But in the meantime, we have this beautiful energy, like you said, is setting us up for a creative opportunity. I absolutely love how you describe this, Rose, with Saturn and Pisces dissolving on the way that we've judged our reality or even judged ourselves or limited ourselves. And I just recently saw this image I sent to my son because he's a Pisces with this fish in a fishbowl leaping out of the fishbowl to a bigger fishbowl. It's like a little fish, a fish in a small pond jumping into the sea, essentially. So with Saturn and Pisces, you know, you could be that fish in a smaller fishbowl, wanting a bigger reality for yourself, wanting to stretch yourself, wanting to get another degree, wanting to get a raise or a promotion, wanting to jump into that bigger fishbowl. And that's what this transit can offer you.
Oh, I absolutely love that. I mean, you know, this is Saturn's a fear-based archetype, you know, so we think like, oh, I'm going to lose this. And if I lose this, you know, oh my God, you know, all hell will break loose. But I love that jumping into a bigger fishbowl. And, you know, I had a friend who kind of gave me this little quote here. What if it works? What if it works? You know, And it's like, how many times when you are looking at something you haven't tried, haven't done yet, don't know what the result is going to be about it, you immediately go to the negative about how that could blow up in your face. But what if it works, right? You know, that little fish trying to jump into that big ball. Yeah, it's a big deal, but you know, what if it works? I can just see it happening. We have to go to
it. Oh, we do already. That went back by fast, didn't it? Okay, we'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KRISTIN Fontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we have returned. This is Kristen. I'm here with Rose, and we are discussing transits for the end of January and February 2024. And so we come into this turn this weekend, Rose. We've got the 27th, 28th, 29th, really just special little window of energy. It's there for those of us who grab the gift, that become aware that everything is opening up, being shown to us. And, you know, when you use the word more leg room, give yourself more leg room. I love that, because it really is about creating space. And when we create space, we become more receptive. Our radio signal gets higher in the sky when we create space, you know. And so, you know, allow yourself to at minimum do that, and you will receive more from the energy at hand. And if nothing else as well, I would say optimism, hope, and faith, and a belief in yourself of, you know, what else can be. This is the time to drive that with Mars in Capricorn, and to follow it with effort, action, dedication, putting time in, and you will see results promptly. I am certain.
Awesome. So let's get into February then, right? So having a look at the month ahead. And what have we got going on in February? Well, you know, we've had the planet's in Capricorn now, and they're progressively going to move into Aquarius. So as of the 4th of February, Mercury moves into Aquarius, and it will be in Aquarius till the 22nd when it will move into Pisces. And let's see here. We will have on the 12th, we'll have Mars move into Aquarius. And Mars is usually a six-week transit. It will be through most of February, most of March in the sign of Aquarius. And then later on in the month, where have I got that? Venus will also, the 16th of February, Venus will move into Aquarius. So the inner planets will all be moving along. So we're moving from that Capricorn energy of getting it under control and figuring out what, you know, what the structural format is of moving ourselves forward, whatever the limitations are. And then as these planets move forward, we have some actionable. On the 5th of February, Mercury and Pluto will start a new cycle. On the 13th, Mars and Pluto will start a new cycle. And on the 17th, Venus and Pluto will start a new cycle. So for this whole month ahead, right now we're still just kind of getting set up with the year. You know, we're going to have an acceleration year. We've got lots of opportunity here. The stars are supporting us. But as we move through the month of February, I think things are going to speed up and opportunities are going to appear that maybe you don't know what they are right now. With Aquarius, live it day by day, invent it as you go along.
I love that. Vent it as you go along. A couple other things I noticed as well, Rose. On February 1st, Mercury in Capricorn will sextile Neptune in Pisces. So I love that because it's on the heels of this weekend and all that hope that we've been blowing into these energies. But, you know, I see this as you receiving some kind of information that speaks to the dream or speaks to the vision or speaks to what it is that you have been idealizing in your mind or your imaginary field, whatever it might be. Dreams are free, and all dreams begin in the dark. I heard a quote about that, which could be in your sleep, right? Or within us, inside us. And so when Mercury in Capricorn sextiles Neptune, it can be something more tangible, something more realistic. It's like a piece of information that says, well, yes, well, this can happen. So I do like the looks of that. Even though it's brief, it's still an energy. It creates a moment, a benchmark. And then on the 7th of February, Venus will trine Uranus. Venus in Capricorn will trine Uranus. So that gets it going as well in terms of, again, as you mentioned, more speed, more acceleration. And that's a positive energy, really setting us up again for the big energies that are coming as Pluto and Mars conjunct on the 13th and Venus follows. Big, big energies in February. I like you use the word venting. Venting. You know, when we're anticipating something and we're anxious about it or nervous about it, what do we all do? We hold our breath, right? That's an Aquarius thing. It's a Uranus thing. In particular, Uranus rules Aquarius. When we are experiencing some kind of anticipatory anxiety or even fear can do this, catch yourself in those moments, you say venting, but I would also say really breathe into these energies and even breathe into the fear that can happen when you don't know what will result from your efforts and something you really want or something you're really reaching for. We all have fear when we don't know where it's going to lead and we really want it to go somewhere. We really want it to go well. So Aquarius speaks to the need to breathe into the fear and to say, hey, I'm here. I feel you and feel it. So feel into that energy. Don't let the Aquarius nervous system take over. Really partner with it and find a rhythm, find harmony, and find that simpatico that you need to make things move without reacting to it.
Well, what I also think, that's great. And, you know, the Mercury-Neptune sextile that you talked about on February 1st and, you know, this Jupiter Saturn lengthy sextile that's going on as well too. You know, these are giving more fluidity. And I think with the Capricorn energy right now, with the personal planets in Capricorn, you know, you are still in the mindset. You're still in the reality in your consciousness by the way you are perceiving that reality. And, you know, when Mercury moves into Aquarius, new downloads are happening. Mercury is how you're perceiving. And this is spontaneous with the Aquarius thing. That's what I say is you're in the now here and you may not be able to entertain some new possibility. But when Mercury goes into Aquarius and some of these transits happen, the sextiles with Neptune and so forth, it naturally occurs, you know? So you have to reserve the judgment on this is what I always do, or this is the way I always think, and this is the way it always is, because all of a sudden this, you know, this new inspiration, this new idea, this new perception, this new conversation, whatever, stimulates something, and off to the races we go, right? And this week, this first week from the 5th through about the 8th, you know, on the 7th, you mentioned it, Venus is trining Uranus. And we have on the 8th, we have Sun and Uranus in square. And these things are set up for really the week of the 5th, the week of the 12th, I think are really good weeks for moving away from yesterday and moving into tomorrow in quite a natural way. It is all of a sudden, I feel like I've shifted a corner. I think we're all going to feel this. Somehow I went around the bend and I'm onto something new. And I think that this is going to take place quite naturally for all of us. And just as that moving forward happens, I think we have a lot to
go ahead.
I think we have a lot to talk about, but we have to go to another break.
Okay. Well, when you said yesterday, it made me think of that. Is it Beatles? All My Troubles Seem So Far Away.
Yeah. I love that song.
Right from Capricorn to Aquarius. We'll be right back after the break.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, or it will assist you in answering, and your clients answering, a big question. Why am I here? Thanks for listening, and God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, we are back. And I am excited about the coming weeks. It does feel very unpredictable in a lot of ways. But sometimes that can be really exciting, especially if we are really being supported by some of these energies. And as you talk about Mars transitioning into Aquarius in particular, and I was mentioning yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. The Mars in Capricorn can keep us in our history. It can keep us in our past. It can keep us in the fear. It can keep us guarded. And really what happens when Mars enters Aquarius is you get thrown into something. You can feel thrown into something because it's time, because it's, you have no choice and you know it. And so there's no time to hang out in yesterday and worry. You just are, you, when somebody is in at, in a big athletic event, or if somebody's at battle, you're not thinking about anything. You're acting, you're moving, you're instinctually following it. You're really following what your deepest sense of self is telling you what to do. And so, with Mars in Aquarius, that is what will happen as it conjuncts Pluto. It's accessing the desires within your soul. And Jeff Green taught that when you are really pulling from these Uranian energies, because what Uranus does, especially during the retrograde, it will send messages on repeat, 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 until it's so obvious we have to follow them. Uranus, as a ruler for Aquarius, connects to long-term memories also. And so they can be ideas you've had from long ago that have just been sitting around in your subconscious that are really ready now to be expressed. The time is right, is what that says. It's time to motor on, and quickly.
Well, and Uranus, Aquarius is a breakthrough archetype as well, too, right? You know, so... Yeah. That is being able to shatter through your own sound barrier, is the way I like to put that with Aquarius, and to come up with something new. And, you know, I wrote about this in my last column about how I felt that the day that Pluto moved into Aquarius was so, so important in terms of the Sun and Pluto conjunct at 29:59 Capricorn before they both went into Aquarius, which is this understatement of Capricorn the past, Uranus the future, Aquarius the future, and how that is symbolic, metaphoric, but maybe actual as well too, right? You know, and the fact that we have this year in 2024 Pluto moving into Aquarius, but we still have that one more dip, as you said, from September 1st to November 19 in Capricorn before Pluto starts his 20-year cycle in Aquarius. So, you know, despite the fact that we are on the threshold of the complete reinvention of reality, your personal reality, our social reality, our everything reality, political, you know, the whole nine yards, we still have some finishing up to do, right? You know, but as we move forward, you know, Mars in Aquarius on the 12th, and on the 13th, Mars conjunct Pluto is another one of those launch it dates, right? You know, of really, you know, no holes barred on a catalyst or some kind of jump forward, some kind of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it's kind of like thrust, you know, it's a forward thrust of significance on that date. So it'll be very interesting to see how this month progresses for you. But again, if you are very uncertain and still holding yourself back, that's quite okay. But if you give yourself license, especially over these next few days and coming into this first half of the month, to say, I will be open to entertaining new possibilities for myself. That's all you have to say. You don't have to choose it, right? You don't have to choose it. Just have an affirmation that I'm open to the range of possibilities for myself, for my reality, and watch what shows up.
Because I love that so much.
You know, when you affirm to the universe, is what I always say, you know, the universe meets you in kind. So if you will say that I'm open, the universe will say, well, hey, let's put something in her hands then.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. One of my go-tos from long ago, when it was when I read the book Ask and It Is Given by Esther Hicks. I read it like 20 something years ago. I remember so many things that I read in that book. So much about it is really, you know, the thoughts you tell yourself and the words you say are so powerful. And so one of the things she suggested, if you find yourself sort of in that middle ground and kind of in the past, but wanting to move forward and you're not feeling much mobilization, is to start every sentence with, wouldn't it be nice if? And, you know, when you say those words, everything softens in your body. Guess what? Everything opens in your body when you say that, because there's something about the word nice. Wouldn't it be nice if? And then you just follow with whatever it is that you want to manifest. I love what you said, Rose, because I will be open to choosing new things for myself. It's like opening a door to the universe saying, I'm ready. But to take it one step further and say, wouldn't it be nice if, and then you are drawing a picture with more detail in your imagery, in your energy. I used to even have a document called Wouldn't It Be Nice If, and there was several pages of things on that document. Almost everything that I wrote down happened. The things that did not write down, did not happen, they were clearly not meant to happen, but there weren't very many, because when I say those words, I am still realistic. I'm not asking for things that are impossible, but I'm asking for things that I feel deserve to happen in the world. It's not, they weren't even things just about myself and my reality. So I do feel like, you know, test this for yourselves, especially with all the Aquarian energy. It is ruled by Uranus. Your thoughts are like rockets. They move so fast, especially with all this Uranian energy. It can make your head spin how fast your thoughts will reach another person. So try it.
Oh. Oops. I think that is brilliant to give everybody listening some homework. All right. You have to get a piece of paper and you have to write that down. Wouldn't it be nice if? And that was my other thing I said earlier. What if it worked? You know?
What if it works?
What if it worked? It just automatically kind of draws you into the range of possibility, you know, and possibility is where we need to live now. It's possible, you know, it's possible. And my friend who does affirmations, written 15 books in affirmations, always says it has to be believable, right? You know, so, you know, the believability factor needs to be there, but we have to entertain that believability too, right? You know, so by all means, write it down. Wouldn't it be nice if, and come up with 3 to 5 what if ideas for yourself.
Right. Another great quote from her book is, your thoughts change the behavior of everyone and everything that has anything to do with you. For your thoughts equal your point of attraction. So under the influence of these energies, you know, especially the first one being Mercury sextile Neptune, your thoughts, I mean, just talk about a direct transmission. And then to send Mercury then into Aquarius, your thoughts, think about your thoughts having electricity ruled by Uranus, again, much more speed. So we become clear about what we want. So catch yourself, if you're not thinking things that are beneficial to you, catch yourself if you have any thoughts that feel to be self-undermining, remove them. Do not allow them to hold residence in your brain, in your being, because they become like kinks in a hose when you're trying to get water out. It doesn't allow you to get what you want. Anytime you doubt yourself, question yourself, or hold a negative thought and give it energy, forget it. So watch your thoughts also with all this Aquarian energy. It can be about watching, objectifying. Observe yourself in space. Observe yourself in relationships. What can I do to make this relationship better? How can I hold myself accountable for something that isn't flowing, that I am not, where I'm not experiencing that fluid energy that you talk about that's possible in February, Rose?
We have to go to a break.
Again?
Again. Okay. We'll be right back.
Soon. We'll be back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristenFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding genes that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Genes has done extensive research, and they have genes that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next Evolutionary Astrology School, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one, with Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They've pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
So you were just talking about Mercury in Aquarius and about the mental scape and the perception. And Aquarius, by the way, thank you for bringing that up. Observer, right? You know, so Aquarius gives you the opportunity to observe yourself in action from a detached place, right? You know, so that's good. Gives you some perspective there. So as you start to entertain these possibilities with Mercury moving into Aquarius on the 4th and Mars moving into Aquarius on the 12th and aligning with Pluto on the 13th, which is some kind of launch pad right there, a springboard by the 16th. Yeah. By the 16th, that's the day that we have Venus moving into Aquarius. So Venus is the attraction principle. So we've got all this set up. Mars is your desires, you know, and Mercury is that mental scape that we have. We're setting this all up. And then comes Venus following up here. That's all that vibrational attraction stuff that you were just talking about, right? And that is aligned with, on that same day, Mercury and Uranus turn a corner. They're on a square relationship here. And on the 17th, Venus conjuncts Pluto. So when Venus conjuncts Pluto, Pluto always shapeshifts everything, right? It changes. It creates this dynamic of evolving or shifting the dynamic here. So we've got such tremendous energy. The Mercury squaring Uranus, that's a shift of consciousness. And we've got the Sun doing the same coming up. We've got that does that on the 8th of February, just before the new moon that you want to talk about and so forth. We've got the whole month. And, you know, I wanted to say this. February is a set-up month. Come the end of March and into April, we have eclipse season. And we have some really big transits in the month of April. I've written about them. I think you've written about them. We're going to talk about them in the future radio shows. But just to know that the opportunity here for February to set yourself up, if you're going to set yourself up for next, by the time these big transits come, they're on a real good delivery track, right? You know, if you're going to resist, you know, you might find the carpet pull aspect takes place instead. So we want to relinquish as much as possible. We want to open up as much as possible. We want to entertain as much as possible. We want to look around and be curious about what's around the corner.
Yeah. You know, we needed a two-hour show today.
I think so.
You know, we do have a new moon on the 9th in Aquarius. We'll talk just real briefly about this because we want to close with something kind of major. And so the new moon in Aquarius, it's about, what is it, about 20 degrees. Mars and Venus are still in Capricorn. Remember, we were just discussing the middle of the month how they're going to enter Aquarius. So we're still straddling two worlds. We're straddling the past and we've got one leg in the past, one leg in the future. Even at this new moon, it does give you a little bit of a nudge. But it's important to know that also during the new moon, Uranus and Venus are still in a trine at that time. So, I think Joseph Campbell said it well when he said, as you go along the way of life and you see a great chasm, jump. It's not as wide as you think. So, I mean, that's what it feels like. It's, you know, there's a big leap. There's a big jump. And I'll be writing more about this new moon and my forecast and newsletter. But Rose, last summer when we were meeting and talking about the fact that Mars and Venus were in Leo and Venus moves faster than Mars, but never reached Mars because of starting to slow down for a retrograde. And she came within 3 degrees of conjuncting Mars. We love when Mars and Venus conjunct. It's like this embrace. I mean, we feel more in balance when they are, but yet she never got there. And you know what it reminds me of? Like somebody who's come in to tune your piano and it just never gets there and it just never sounds right. It's like the instrument, just the guitar, the piano. And we were talking, and I'm like, Rose, when is Venus going to catch up to Mars again in a new phase? And you told me then when it was, so I'll let you talk about
Yeah, that's a good lead in. The 21st of February. Yay. So, so we've had, since the fall, and the retrograde influence, we've had Mars and Venus on a completion pattern. You know, they've been on a completion pattern. They've been finishing up something. They've been kind of shifting. And as of the 21st, Venus and Mars go new phase. In the sign of Aquarius, I think it's 6-7 degrees of Aquarius. And this is very important. Now, Venus and Mars are a 2-year cycle. It's the relationship cycle. And as I've said many times in the show, relationships are me to me to you, me to us, right? You know, so it's all of it. And Aquarius deals with, by the way, you know, the social political landscape as well, too. You know, how we're relating to each other is humanity, right? You know, and this year, you know, is election year. There's something like 60 countries that are having elections, right? You know, it's wow. Not only the U.S., you know, so it's really big for, you know, the shift of the political landscape. But we've been working towards a new prototype of relationship, of the way we need to relate to one another. You know, this has been in the works, but, you know, Venus and Mars in new phase. What's so very important about this, I might have said this before, but Venus and Mars, Venus is how we attract. You know, it's what our essential needs are. It is our magnetic vibration. And Mars is the embodiment of soul desires. Mars is, you know, I want, right? You know, and the two of them together being on the same page in Aquarius says, you know, I want something brand new here. And the opportunity here with Aquarius, which is long-term memory, you know, has the opportunity to help you make a breakthrough in that sound barrier of your own consciousness. And that's a personal reinvention, but it also bodes very well for those of us who are looking to reinvent in terms of the, our relationships in general, our relationships in specific, or perhaps looking for a new relationship. This bodes very well over this next 2-year period. Venus and Mars are so very important right now because they are the rulers of the karmic axis, the North and the South node, right? The South node is an 18-month cycle moving through Libra, and the North node is moving through Aries right now. And this is the only time in the 20-year transit of Pluto in Aquarius that the rulers of the nodes are going to be in Aquarius, like Pluto in Aquarius. So this is the only time in 20 years. So as Pluto is starting its 20-year transit through the sign of Aquarius, which is reinventing reality from the ground up for all of us at every level of existence, Venus and Mars, those are the personal planets in terms of relationship dynamics, are giving that even more forward thrust. Being in the fact that it is the rulers of the nodal axis. And if I may put one more point in there, for the month of February, most of February through until about the 23rd, Chiron is also conjunct the North node. Chiron, we look at and we talk about that as the wounded healer archetype, but Chiron is again a signature for your extraordinary memories. Aquarius is cellular memory. The ability for you to call forth something that is, really special to you in terms of whether that is, you know, reinventing yourself, discovering new, new talents, skill sets, resources, a whole new lifestyle, or whether it is calling forth that person that you have been, you know, that your soul has been desiring to attract for a long, you know, whatever it is, you know, this is so major, so major. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be talking about this transit. I know you're doing a workshop in Venus and Mars, and I'm doing a workshop in Venus and Mars coming up real soon as well too here. So, and we're going to be talking about this and writing about it, but it's exceptional, extraordinary, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are living during a very powerful time. How exciting. So it also means come together, people. Join forces with people of like mind. Join forces with people who think like you do, who love like you do, who want a better world, who want to change things for the better. And, you know, it's power in numbers now. And just combine your energies so you have a stronger signal to implement things that are better for all of us. That's my vote with all this Uranian energy. We are at battle for the light in this world. Let's go to war for it. And I mean, peaceful. Peaceful.
Yeah, let's raise the vibration. That's Aquarius. Yes. And you know, what happens is in times of trauma, that's when people find their humanity. You know, that's when people show up. But let's just show up because we want to, because we have a heart, because we care, because it feels good to be gifting to the moment, to other people, because when you give of yourself, you get back thousandfold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Giving of yourself without reservation.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. Well, we will be talking a lot more about all of this. And I think we can revisit this conjunction perhaps at our next show, the end of February, as we lead you into March. But hello, 2024. Wow. Here we are. Hold on to your hats. And thank you again, as always, for joining me, sister. sis star, as we say. Until next time, love to all of you. Namaste.